This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. And welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman. This is another in our series about the transfer window. This is Transfer Thursday, and I'm calling this, could Fulham be closing in on a signing or two? There's a good amount of speculation about one player, potentially two players, before the window closes. So I'm going to be talking about that in this episode for the next 15 to 20 minutes, talking about the transfer window. I've been doing this. It's actually been something I've been enjoying doing. I'm not the biggest fan of transfer speculation, but you know what? It's been kind of fun. And sometimes you can read into some of the speculation that you're seeing. And I think you can today. So I'm going to share the latest that I'm seeing. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. It really does. Highly appreciate that. I highly appreciate everyone that has been watching, listening to all of the episodes we've been doing on Cottage Talk. Much appreciated. Okay. Before we go on any further, I do want to mention this because this Twitter account is where I see a lot of the information about the transfer speculation. Please do check out at Fulham Transfer on Twitter. It goes by Fulham Fan News as well. Please check it out. If you're looking for the latest in speculation, you'll get it right here. So I would highly recommend following. If you're not already doing it, please do follow at Fulham Transfer on Twitter. Okay, so let's get to it. I also want to mention at the end of the show, as I've been doing in all of these episodes, I've been looking back at a former Fulham Academy player and seeing how they're getting on. Well, this one is going to deal with Harvey Elliott. And thoughts on Harvey Elliott leaving Fulham for Liverpool more than a few years ago. So I'm going to be talking about that near the end of the show. I'll be going through my thoughts on Harvey Elliott and has it been a success for him at Liverpool? Talking about that at the end. Okay, but let's get going into this transfer speculation show. And we're going to start here. And this is from Simon Jones. According to the Daily Mail, Fulham will sign Shane Duffy on a permanent deal from Brighton to pave the way for Arsenal defender Cedric Suarez. Now, this is very interesting. I also want to mention that Lyle Thomas had an update on this as well in Sky Sports, that Fulham are also looking to buy out his deal at Brighton, talking about Shane Duffy. So good amount of speculation linking Shane Duffy and then, of course, Cedric Suarez. So we're going to have to see how this all plays out, but I think it's pretty evident that Cedric Suarez has been Marco Silva's top player he has wanted since the beginning of the window. I'm basing it on the speculation that we're seeing. It's been pretty hot and heavy throughout the window. They've had their net wide for different right backs, but it's pretty obvious they want this player. And I think Marco really wants this player. So they're willing to do something to get it done. But what that would mean is potentially Shane Duffy becoming a Fulham player permanently. Now, this is interesting because Shane Duffy has barely played with Fulham. Part of it had to do with, I believe, an illness. But even beyond that, he really hasn't played. But I just want to give a shout out to the guys at Fulhamish because they talked about this, that they believe Marco wants four center backs. So Shane Duffy is probably part of their plans as security in case one of their center backs goes down. Hasn't played much, but making him a permanent deal to get Suarez over the line, I'm not against this. I don't think it's a bad piece of business to do this. I think you have to do this if you want to bring Suarez on loan. And based on what I'm reading, this might just be a loan with no option to make this permanent, which is fascinating as well. On top of it, the speculation has that Fulham are going to pay £100,000 week's wages, which is a lot. But if you think about it, if you really look at it, if it was for the entire season, I would understand a serious issue with that. But since it's only for less than half of the season, I don't think it's a big deal. But we'll see how it plays out and with the other Fulham players, how they feel about it. I don't know. But I say get in the player, and if it takes spending a little bit money on his wages, so be it. If you like the player, I know he's going to be a backup, but with the situation with Kenny Tete, you need backup. You absolutely need backup. And Marco's worked with a player before. I want this to get over the line, so I'm hoping that Suarez does get over the line before the window closes. It looks like it's inching that way, but with any of this transfer speculation, until it gets over the line, it's not done. So we will have to wait and see on that. And then, of course, it's interesting that Shane Duffy is linked to all this. I find it all kind of fascinating. And it doesn't look like Dan James is linked to this. So sounds like to me things can change quickly at the end of the window, but it looks like Dan James will be staying at Fulham as well. We shall see. Like I said, that could change very quickly. But when it comes to Suarez, Fulham definitely need backup. So I'm all for the move. I think this would be a good move for Fulham. They needed a right back. And I just think it's a good thing because he's already played under Silva. So that's a bonus. I've seen speculation with all different types of right backs, but none of them have played with Marco Silva before. Suarez has. Bonus. Bring him in. So that's where I am on the speculation with Cedric Suarez, and we'll see how that all plays out. Let's move on. This one really interests me. So according to Fabrizio Romano, quote, Fulham have opened negotiations with Torino for Sasa Lukic as new midfielder for Marco Silva. First bid close to $8 million, but no green light from Torino as of now, unquote. And that's from Fabrizio Romano. I've also seen other tweets that their bid was rejected again from my friend at Fulham Transfer. You'll see that from a report in Italy that this was rejected and that Fulham would have to come in with a larger bid. We'll see how this all plays out. But I think it's pretty obvious that Fulham are looking at two positions. Sasa Lukic is Serbian. So this makes sense on a few different levels. Obviously, he knows Mitro. So that can only help the situation. So I would love to see this happen because I think Fulham need another central midfielder. I think if I look at it, I was leaning towards more cover for Paulinho, but this might be more to do with a box-to-box central midfielder, you know, basically to have with Harrison Reed. And potentially, I don't know if he's more up front, but I think he is more of a box-to-box central midfielder than a number 10. So I think this is where they're targeting. And if you watch the compilation videos, I'm telling you, again, it's a video. He looks like someone that would fit right in with this Fulham side under Marco Silva. I really want this one to happen. It's a little pricey because I believe they're looking for $15 million for him. But as any speculation goes, we're going to have to wait and see because I truly believe that Fulham are looking at two positions. That's where I'm going on this. I think that they are looking at right back, and they're looking for central midfield help. And again, kudos to my friends at Fulmish. They were talking about the two positions that they're looking at, and these are them. It's definitely right back and central midfield. And it makes sense. I know other supporters would like potentially another option up front, but I don't think they're going in that direction. We'll see what happens. I know there was speculation with a former striker, Josh Maja, but I think it's these two positions. But as we've seen on transfer deadline day, things can change very quickly. So who knows? But I think right now, these are the two positions Fulham are looking at, and we'll see if that changes and if they go after a striker or another position. But this makes sense to me. It makes sense to go in at right back and also go in at central midfield. And if they're not going to get Lukic, and I think this all started with the speculation with Doucouré at Everton, if that doesn't happen, I think that they need to look at other players. This is what they do. They're not going to be limited to one player. So that's why I think that they've started the negotiation with Lukic. That doesn't mean that the Doucouré deal can't happen either. That's what's interesting about this whole situation. But I think it's pretty evident to me that Fulham are looking at two positions, and that's right back and central midfield. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. But the only thing I'm going to say about this, I don't think either position is looked at as an upgrade. So I was all about, let's go for Europe. Let's bring in upgrades. I don't think that's the direction Fulham are going in. I think they're going into the direction for backups. And that's okay. They're looking to bolster the team for the rest of the season. They're not looking forward. They're looking just for the rest of the season. I get that. But I think this summer, it has to be about upgrades. It has to be strengthening this squad. If they have the ambition to be in Europe, they're going to have to strengthen this squad this summer. I didn't see any reason why you couldn't take a shot in the January transfer window for an upgrade. But that doesn't seem the direction Fulham are going in. They're just looking to get through the season and making sure they have enough in the tank to get them through the season. It might still lead them to Europe, but that's kind of where I think Fulham are going, rather than full-on upgrades like they would do over the summer. I understand it, but as a fan, I wanted an upgrade or two. Okay. So coming up next, we're going to talk about the situation with Harvey Elliott.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Okay, to end this Transfer Thursday show, let's talk about Harvey Elliott. And this has been an interesting one because I remember all of the hoopla in regards to him when he was with Fulham. They were playing him in that first season that we got promoted at the very end to try to basically, I think, to appease him and get him to stay. And Harvey Elliott obviously didn't want to stay. He had his eyes on a move to Liverpool. And this got really tense with Fulham. And eventually he did move to Liverpool that summer. And Fulham got awarded from the tribunal some money. But it's not what you would hope for. But at his age, it's all that they could get for Harvey Elliott. They developed him, and now he's at Liverpool. So the question is, how's he doing at Liverpool? It's an interesting one. He went out on loan early on in his time at Liverpool, went to Blackburn, apparently did very well at Blackburn, came back, and then I started seeing him play in some of the cup matches. I'm like, okay, here's some progress. Then he's starting sometimes in the Premier League. Okay, he's making progress. But if you go on Twitter and you see some of the commentary from the Liverpool supporters on him, I wouldn't say it's negative, but I wouldn't say it's positive. I would say that their expectations are very high. I'm talking about Liverpool themselves, the club, and the supporters. They want the finished article right now, right now. And Harvey Elliott is a work in progress. And I think he will be a very good player in the Premier League. He has the talent. The question is, will it be at Liverpool? And I think the jury's still out on this, because we all know they're going to bring in more players, especially at the position that he currently plays at. They're going to bring in more players with a lot more money behind it. And I fear that he'll get squeezed out eventually and move on. And maybe you say that's a good thing for him to be at Liverpool and have that experience. But I'm going to say it again, just like I said with Fabio, I wish he would have stayed a year or two later to develop more. I know he developed at Blackburn, but I think he might have been better off staying at Fulham. But he wanted to move. He wanted to go to Liverpool. And hats off to him for betting on himself to do that. The question is, what is next for Harvey Elliott? And like I said, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he'll ever be a starter consistently in the Premier League with Liverpool, just the way that they operate. And I'll also ask this question, and we don't have the answer to this, but how much is Harvey Elliott developing at Liverpool compared to if he was under the tutelage of Marco Silva? Now, Marco Silva, proven record, players get better underneath Marco Silva. So many players have improved. The coaching's there. Now, Jurgen Klopp obviously is an exceptional manager, coach, but how much would we put on him developing more under Klopp than under Silva? I don't know. How much is he developing under Klopp? Because again, they're more focused, I'm talking about Liverpool, in winning trophies. Are they in the business of developing players too? I don't know. It's just I think it's a fair question to ask when it comes to Harvey Elliott and Fabio Carvalho. How much are they actually developing at Liverpool? How much? I don't know the answer, but this is my opinion. I think they would have developed faster at Fulham Football Club. That's just my opinion. Okay. So let's see some comments. This is from Steve Reynolds. Suarez is on 100K a week, which makes him highest earner. Market value is $4 million. If Marco wants to sign him. Yes, Steve, as I mentioned, this is all true, but it's only for less than half a season. So hopefully it does not cause waves amongst the players if he comes in. Stephen Murray, this is a good point, Stephen. We also need a backup number 10. They talked about this on Fulhamish. I agree with you. I think that they need two central midfielders. Totally agree with you, Steve. Totally actually agree on that, because Pereira needs backup too, and we need a player that can back him up. I know Bobby Decker-Dovary can do everything, but I would look for a real backup as a number 10. That's just my opinion on that. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this transfer speculation show. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. My name's Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk, now part of the TalkSport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDougal share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.